Welcome to Bass Fan Radio, presented by Spro, home of the sports professional, and Yamaha Marine, when you want the best. And now, here's your host, John Storm.
Hi, welcome to Bass Fan Radio today, and this is John Storm. I'm your host, and I'm with Ron Shuffield. How you doing, Ron?
Doing great today, John. Thank you.
It's great to talk with you. I wanted to start off talking about one thing that I've noticed this year for sure, and that's a somewhat different Ron Shuffield. When you think back to the Toho Classic, that's when you were leaving Bass. You were very heavy, very emotional. You had a great event, but you seem to be, again, I'm just going to say emotional. Now, coming off your Toho, your third place there for the FLW Tour, you seem to have a little kick in your step. You're happier, you're excited. Would that be right?
Yeah, that's true. And a lot of that probably is, I spent 20 years with BASS, and it was probably real hard decision on my part to make that change, but it was the decision I felt like was the right decision. And so, making that change and making some sponsorship changes, everything seemed to be, one of those situations that I just had to kind of get used to it, basically. And those things have changed now, and I've got my son Spencer, who's also now got finished his school up. That was a dream of his to go on and be a co-angler with FOW Tour, traveling with me, and he's doing real well too. So yeah, things have really turned around, John. I'm settled into being real comfortable with my new sponsorship base, Ranger boats and Yamaha outboards. It's just a great combination, and Minn Kota trolling motors and the new Humminbird depth finders I'm using, the new Side Imaging 997. I just feel real confident with everything going on in my career. Berkeley, the line, my rods and reels, I've got everything settled back in, and I'm not in the getting used to something new stage. I'm in the very familiar with what I'm doing again, and so I'm not worrying so much about changes being made. I'm just being able to spend more time concentrating on the tournaments that are at hand and kind of fishing for the moment, and that's basically what I think I used to fish the best, is when I just let it flow.
And about Spencer, did you guys work together a little bit down at Toho?
Well, we always work together, in the way of practice. And Spencer is really one of the best finesse fishermen I've ever had the pleasure of being in the boat with. And he's a great power fisherman too, but he all the time tries to do something different. Even if I'm catching fish, he's trying to find something else that will work, knowing that he's going to be fishing behind one of the pros in the country on the FOW Tour. So he keeps me real open-minded and has actually got me into using a lot more of the finesse tactics and making myself even slow down with some of the power techniques. And it's been a real important and a real good relationship to have him in the boat with me during the practice days.
And, there's got to be something else there, too, because one of the biggest challenges for any pro is time away from family. And here you are being able to spend time with family when you're on the road.
Well, there's no question about that. With sponsor obligations and the tournament schedules, what they are, and of course, even with the expenses, it's hard to carry your family with you to every event. And having Spencer along as a co-angler in every event, and it frees my wife up too. Now that we have no kids in school, he was our youngest, and so she's able to go when her schedule allows. And it's like I said, I've got a totally different outlook on my future in this sport of fishing. I'm connected with a great sponsorship with PTSI, the trucking company in Taneytown, Arkansas, and was really blessed for that deal to come along. And, my outlook is bright for a change. Things I thought were kind of dim, and I actually thought I could see the end of my career just over the horizon. But, I've got a renewed life and spirit about it. I feel so fortunate to be able to watch my son doing well and still be able to do well myself, because these young guys that are out there are so good today. It's amazing to me at the quality of the fishermen that are coming out and competing on the tournament trails now.
What was it like to make the cut at Toho with Spencer?
Oh, that was, John, we've talked about that, and, we kind of joked about it happening and, thinking that would happen, but it's also been a situation where that you never really expected it to happen, and here it happened, and then we kind of got to thinking about, boy, wouldn't it be great if we could both win, but I'm just so thankful we both made it. Winning will happen if it's meant to be, and to get to see my son walk across that weigh-in stage on that third day, gosh, words can't describe how excited I was and how proud I, I am of him as a, not only as a person, but as a fisherman.
And he got to experience something pretty special there on the boat with Brett Hite for his, I think, 25-pound day, wasn't it, day three?
Oh, man, I tell you, you know, I'm sitting there watching the highlight clips of the day, and, of course, Spencer fished with Brett on the day. He caught that big the big sack the first day of the cut day. And Brett had this fish had to be over 9 pounds, and he hooked it right at the side of the boat, and it was instant. I don't know how Spencer dropped his rod, got it in, and got it under that fish. This is like a 5 or 6 second clip. It's basically of the time the fish hit to the time she was landed, and then to see the look on his face and hear the conversation between them and watch him let the fish out. Yeah, Ned, it's amazing. It's just, you know, I had cold chills just go all over me to see the excitement that is in him and to realize that I've played a role in getting that excitement there and creating an opportunity for him to enjoy that moment. And, you know, it really has been very, very special to me to watch him blossom as it comes along, and I look so forward to many, many more high finishes for him. And someday, undoubtedly, good Lord willing, he's going to be in the front of the boat. You know, as he gets older, he's not even 19. He's going to turn 19 in May, so he should have a wonderful career in the sport. I was 30 years old when I started, so yeah, I'm excited.
You talked a little bit about finesse, and I think next for you is Lewis Smith. Is that correct?
Yes, it is, John. That's a tournament that I'm going to put a big ball on Spencer's shoulders to unlock a key. I've not done well, or don't have a past history that is real good on Lewis Smith Lake, but I'm real confident going into the event because I know I've got Spencer in the back of the boat who's going to be doing everything he can with finesse tactics to help me unlock that key. So I'm expecting, hopefully, to go there and have a good event also. So I'm pretty excited about going. Normally I would dread those kind of tournaments, but not this time.
All right, Ron. Well, we sure do wish the both of you the best of luck, and thank you again for joining us today.
Well, thank you, John. It's always a pleasure to visit with you.
Bass Fan Radio.